This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at this story with regards to UMNO. Now, they have expelled, with immediate effect, the 16 members. And these 16 members filed a court application for a judicial review to have the party dissolved over alleged violation of the party constitution. In an immediate response, the lawyer for the 16 said that his clients had instructed him to file a contempt proceeding to challenge their sacking.
I tell you that things are heating up. I love election season. It's silly season. Mad things happen, right? So the last time, if you haven't been following this story, UMNO needed to have an internal election, right? And the last time the election was held was way back in 2013.
Oh, well, this is according to the party constitution to make sure that elections are held
on a frequent basis, right?
Every now and then when it's necessary.
Correct. Now, it's been a long time. It's almost been 5 years.
This is violating
the party constitution. And so therefore, there were 16 members who decided to speak up because of this injustice.
Mm.
They have since been sacked. Or expelled, rather. And I think this is the kind of wrangling that takes place. I mean, the case is going to be heard on this Thursday, 2 days before nomination day. So, wow. I mean, like,
Things are happening.
Okay, you know what? This is Malaysia, right?
Yeah.
We know nothing's going to happen. Everything's going to be okay.
Wow.
But
I don't know.
The excitement in the lead up is fun lah.
Well, so here's what we know. Party Secretary General Dr. Sri Tunku Adnan Tukumanzu said that the 16 former members had violated Clause 20.7 of the UMNO Constitution, which stipulated that any member who went to court over party matters would lose his membership automatically. That's Clause 20.7 if you're keeping track.
There's a clause there. There's a very similar clause about airing dirty linen in public. If you remember correctly, that was the same clause which led to the sacking of the Deputy Prime Minister at the time, Tan Sri Muhyiddin, and four other cabinet members, four other ministers as well, right?
Yeah.
Our FT minister has apparently claimed that ROS has given them, that he has a letter saying that ROS has given them approval to carry out those elections next, as late as 2019.
It's a good thing that he has that letter.
Yeah, apparently so.
On current affairs this morning, BFM spoke with Muhammad Hanif Khatri Abdullah. He's the lawyer representing these 16 former UMNO individuals, and he helps break it down a little bit more for us.
It goes back to 2013 and the constitution of UMNO. In short, the constitution requires all levels of the party institute to have their elections for the necessary position every 3 years. So the last election, which was held for Cawangan, which is the branches, it was on 31st August 2013, which requires for the next election to be done by 31st of August 2016. Similarly, in that year 2013, for the Bahagian and the Majlis Tertinggi, it was actually on the 19th of October 2013. So the last election should have been by 19th of October 2016. What happened is Najib came out on TV sometime in June 2015 to make a declaration that the Supreme Council of UMNO had decided, in the light of the oncoming elections, PRU14, in the interest of the party, they decided to delay or adjourn and postpone those elections in 2016. Pursuant to a clause in the constitution, which there is, there's no doubt about it, clause 10.16, which says that any election at any level can be adjourned at the discretion of the Supreme Council, but not more than a maximum of 18 months from the date when those elections were supposed to be due. So what happened is when 28th of February 2018 was around the corner, on the tick of the clock at 12 a.m. the following day, 1st of March, the Cawangans will come to an end, will come to a natural death, because the party constitution had been breached by UMNO themselves, by the Supreme Council themselves. You cannot have an association which don't have election that is provided for under the constitution and under the society act. So on the 19th of April as well, when that comes, all the Bahagian and the Supreme Council will also come to an end.
Right, but the plot thickens with UMNO Secretary General Dato' Sri Tunku Adnan Manso, who back in February said that the ROS had allowed the extension based on a written request submitted by the party.
Mm-hmm.
Hanif explains how this doesn't make sense.
Just before 28th of February, Tunku Adnan made a statement that the registrar has approved a further extension until 19th of April 2019. On what basis? the registrar cannot go beyond the constitution of any association. That is completely wrong. So when they did not have an amendment done to the constitution, they themselves are going against the constitution. And ROS, which should guide them in the interest of 3 million members of UMNO, interest is more important than Supreme Council interest. And that's where they have failed.
And so the question was put to him as to what exactly is the role of ROS in this and what action should it be taking against UMNO?
Well, Registrar of Societies, when it comes to any issues with regards to associations which are registered under the Societies Act, its role is actually to supervise and facilitate and also to guide the society with regards to the interest of the members pursuant to their own laws, their own constitution. So the registrar cannot override the constitution. What should have been done is, had the Supreme Council or UMNO met up with the registrar to see whether or not they could actually extend it further. The registrar should have advised them, and they should have taken proper legal advice to amend the constitution before the 28th of February to amend 10.16 to say that there can be a further extension, for example. If that was done before 28th of February, and then they applied for an extension after the amendment, then it's a different story. Then the registrar would be within her powers or his powers to allow further adjournment. The constitution had been amended, but that was not done. They took it for granted. If the ROS is independent to the government machinery, then a proper registrar with the basic knowledge of the laws of societies and whatnot would have just said, no, I cannot amend it. I cannot allow the extension. You should go back to your body, because amendment of the constitution can only be done by way of AGM or EGM. It cannot even be done by the Supreme Council.
So, in essence, Hanif is arguing that the ROS is not bringing UMNO to task for this breach, especially when the ROS is supposed to be an independent body whose functions are to monitor and enforce the 1996 Societies Act and the 1984 Societies Regulations, both of which, according to Hanif, they aren't practicing.
But in the centre of it all are these 16 members, one of them a branch leader, and what this means for them moving forward. Here, Hanif explains what their case entails and what the next steps are.
UMNO has already declared, saying that automatically the 16 of them membership has been terminated under clause 27 of the UMNO constitution. That's very interesting, actually, because firstly, the whole action which has been filed by the 16 is on the basis that UMNO has breached its own constitution, 10.16. And now they are using the very constitution to terminate the membership of their members for the members to bring it to court. This contradiction. The membership of UMNO was valid at the time when they filed the suit in court, 12:53 p.m. When they filed it in, they are still members. The normal process is the court will process it. It is called extraction. Once we get the extraction out of the document, we'll get a date. Because at this juncture, it is still at the leave stage. Leave means that we need to get the court's consent in judicial review matter. You cannot just file it in. You have to get the consent. So this is at that stage, which is ex parte, one side. But being a judicial review application against a public authority, you have to serve the papers to the AG's chambers. My office has already served it to them. Once we get the date, then we will also inform the AG's chambers and we'll argue that before the court. At this juncture, we don't have to serve anything to Kunan or UMNO. Yeah? They are irrelevant at this juncture.
Well, you just heard from Muhammad Hanif Khatri Abdullah, the lawyer representing the 16 former UMNO members who've been sacked from their party after filing a court application for a judicial review to have the party dissolved over alleged violation of the party constitution. And there's so much detail to this and about the roles and the jurisdictions of what can and what is, sorry, what is or isn't permissible.
I mean, I don't mean to speculate, Ezra, but all of this has a certain smell about it. Yeah, I think you know. I'm just saying. Maybe it's has the machinations of someone starting with an M and rhyming with Mahade.
Oh,
it's
right.
Possible.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Just saying.
All right, let's move on to some music. Here's some music by Linda Ronstadt. Rescue Me on BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.